Good evening. It's Wednesday, July 17th, 2013. You're listening to KSTK FM, Wrangell, Alaska. I'm Shady Grove Oliver, and coming up in evening news, the police have confirmed that a man died in Wrangell on Monday. Also, we'll hear about the early season of Southeast net fishing, but first we'll have a complete local and marine weather forecast. Turning first to the zone weather forecast for Wrangell and surrounding areas for the rest of today, sunny, highs around 73 degrees, and a northwest wind at 10 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 52 degrees, and a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, shifting to the southeast late. For Thursday, partly cloudy, highs around 69 degrees, and a southeast wind at 10 miles per hour, shifting to the northwest in the afternoon. For Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows around 53 degrees, and a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. For Friday, increasing clouds with a slight chance of showers, highs around 66 degrees, and a northwest wind at 10 miles per hour. Turning next to the marine weather forecast, the synopsis for Southeast Alaska Inner Channels and Coastal Waters. A broad ridge of high pressure over the Alaska Gulf will keep westerly winds and a marine layer with low clouds in place through Friday. The ridge will move over the Panhandle through Thursday. In Frederick Sound tonight, a southwest wind at 15 knots, diminishing late, seas at 3 feet. For Thursday, a southwest wind at 10 knots, seas 2 feet or less. For Thursday night, a southwest wind at 10 knots, seas 2 feet or less. For Friday and Saturday, a southwest wind at 15 knots, seas at 3 feet. In Sumner Strait tonight, a southwest wind at 15 knots, seas at 3 feet. For Thursday, a southwest wind at 10 knots, increasing to 15 knots in the afternoon, seas at 3 feet. For Thursday night through Sunday, a west wind at 15 knots, seas at 3 feet. And finally, in Clarence Strait for tonight, a northwest wind at 15 knots becoming southeast late, seas at 3 feet. For Thursday, a southeast wind at 15 knots becoming northwest, 10 knots in the afternoon, seas at 3 feet with areas of fog in the morning. For Thursday night, a northwest wind at 10 knots, seas 2 feet or less. For Friday through Sunday, a northwest wind at 15 knots, seas at 3 feet. Turning first to local news, the police have confirmed that a man died in Wrangell on Monday. 66-year-old Robert Soderlund of Wrangell was confirmed dead Monday night. The victim was found by a close acquaintance in a residence at 12 miles Imovia Highway. Police Chief Doug McCloskey says they responded to the call at 10:43 p.m. He says at this point in time, it does not appear that anyone other than the victim was involved in the incident. An investigation is underway, but it is being deemed a probable suicide. Turning next to regional news, early returns of hatchery chum salmon have meant a good start to Southeast Alaska's commercial net fisheries this summer. The Purse Seine fleet has been hauling in dog salmon, returning to hatcheries in the northern and central part of the region. Meanwhile, the gillnet fleet has been catching a mixed bag in the opening weeks of the season, but hatchery chums have been the big catch in Lynn Canal and near Juneau. As chum runs slow down, the first returns of an expected strong run of pink salmon are showing up in the commercial catch. KFSK's Joe Bicknicki reports.
The total catch for Southeast commercial fishing fleets by the end of the second week in July topped 8.5 million salmon, with nearly 5 million of those chums. Those dogs have been overall the most lucrative salmon species in the region in recent years, and every gear group is getting in on that action. Southeast Purse Seine fleet has been fishing for 2 days a week, Thursdays and Sundays, and boats have had a choice for hatchery chums this year, Hidden Falls east of Sitka or Amalga Harbor north of Juneau. Steve Reifenstuhl is general manager of the Sitka-based Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, which owns the Hidden Falls hatchery on eastern Baranof Island. Seine fishing started in Fish and Game's Statistical Week 25, and Reifenstuhl notes the Hidden Falls chums showed up early and in big numbers.
In Week 25, it was the most fish we'd ever seen in our entire history at Hidden Falls, and then Week 26 was the second largest week we'd ever seen. I still wasn't thinking it was going to be a huge run. I was just thinking it was early. I mean, it's always nice to think it's going to be huge, but sometimes it's just early, and that's what it appears it is an early peak, but it's got a longer tail than I was thinking it might have.
Reifenstuhl expects to meet NSRA's forecast of 1.3 million chums at Hidden Falls.
Well, I've been wondering that and worrying about it for a while, but I am certain we're going to make it. As a matter of fact, fish are coming in from the south and starting to get into DeKalb's Bay. So I think we're going to get another pretty good shot of fish. I expect we will perhaps hit 1.5 million.
Boats not heading to Hidden Falls have had openings at Amalga Harbor, catching chums returning to the Juneau-based Douglas Island Pink and Chum, or DIPAC. Executive Director Eric Prestigard says the fleet had a huge opening there July 4th.
That was quite a surprise one, the first one. Probably close to 5 million pounds of fish, maybe 650,000 fish, which that was much bigger than we had thought, and I think anybody had thought. So that was quite a surprise, and quite a good surprise for a lot of folks. I think that's, yeah, great economic boom to the same fleet, to this, you know, to Juneau and to all the processors. It's great. We're happy.
Seine catches in Amalga Harbor have dropped since then, but Prestigard says DIPAC has already hit its chum forecast and is hoping for more.
We were forecasting about 2.7 million, our point estimate, 2.7 million chums. We can easily account for that already. Was a very early start, definitely a strong early start to the run this year. And it seems like just about everybody's getting some of them.
Everybody, meaning all gear groups, with the troll fleet topping 300,000 chums in the home shore area of Icy Strait. And strong DIPAC chum catches for the gillnet fleets in Taku Inlet and Lynn Canal. Meanwhile, it's forecast to be another big year for pink salmon. Fish and Game is estimating a commercial catch of 54 million humpies this summer. Bill Davidson, Regional Salmon Management Coordinator for Fish and Game, says so far the fish are cooperating.
The pinks are showing up as we would expect. Maybe some different patterns are going to evolve out of this season with where they show up, but the pinks seem to be there, and we're just early into the run, and the chums are likewise kind of, I think, roughly on track.
233 Seine boats landed fish in the second week in July, helping Southeast's pink catch reach 2.9 million fish. The big catches of the peak pink season typically happen in late July and early August. Meanwhile, the gillnet fleet has been fishing for 3 or 4 days a week, depending on the areas. Gillnetters did not get to fish in the early season on king salmon returning to the transboundary rivers. Those are the Taku near Juneau and the Stikine near Wrangell. Davidson says weak Chinook returns have meant less fishing opportunity in places like District 6 and 8 around Petersburg and Wrangell.
Both of the two transboundary rivers there have been on the weak side as expected this year, and we've taken action. We opened up 6 and 8 late and had restrictions on area off the river mouth to help conserve those fish.
Likewise, the gillnet fleet around the Taku has seen restrictions. The in-season forecast for that river is for a return of 19,000 kings. Managers are forecasting a return of about 22,000 on the Stikine. Despite weak forecasts, gillnetters in District 8 around Petersburg and Wrangell caught 1,000 king salmon the second week in July, with an average of 50 Chinook per boat. The fleet in District 6 around the north end of Prince of Wales Island caught a mixed bag of sockeye, coho, pink, and chum. Overall, the second week in July saw gillnetters landing over 600,000 fish. 480,000 of those were chums, and most of those dogs were caught in Districts 11 and 15 around Juneau and Lynn Canal. Only 60 boats were fishing on the southern end near Ketchikan, but those gillnetters averaged around 80 pinks and 1,000 chums for that second week. And an opening in the first week in July saw the gillnet fleet net 651,000 salmon, again mostly chums. Around 400 gillnetters made landings that week, and nearly half were fishing in Lynn Canal. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.
Thanks for tuning in to Evening News on KSTK or streaming us live online at kstk.org. Stay tuned. Your community calendar rundown is coming up next.